Day after practice, I looked over and I saw Gordo cornering
Lordo.
Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo.
I sure did, Craig. Tony Romo doesn't give a whole lot of interviews here at camp because he is focused on football. He knows he's getting older. He wants to win that Super Bowl, and he doesn't have time for crap. But he granted me an exclusive interview with him. He chased me down. He said, Gordo, will you please talk to me? Will you please cover me here at training camp?
And you reluctantly agreed.
And I did. I wanted to hurry up and get back to the hotel room just to sit down and look at the wall. But I agreed. So I interviewed Tony Romo. But I want to ask you guys a few questions. You guys have worked with me for 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know me. You know my interview style. You know Tony Romo. We've covered him for a long period of time. So I want to ask you these questions and get your predictions before we listen to the interview. Number one, do you think Tony remembers me?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think he ever tells me that I asked a great question?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Craig says yes. George, no. Does he ever casually or passively aggressively insult me?
Yes.
Passive aggressively insult
yes.
me.
I've noticed Tones does that a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
You've noticed that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, it's in a joking way.
Right. Is it really joking? Isn't that what passive aggressiveness is all about? Is that you pass it off as a joke? All right. Do you think Tony thinks Jerry Jones can name all four Beatles?
He will probably overrate his ability, so I'll say yes. He thinks he can do it.
I'm going to say yes.
Does he think Jerry has ever met Jack Nicklaus? I did this as a service to you, Junior.
Thank you.
Since I didn't know if you would be able to corner him.
Yes, thank you. I'm going to say that he will say yes.
Okay.
I'll guess no.
What do you think Tony will say is the hardest part of fatherhood, if indeed he's asked that question?
Diapers.
Craig?
Because of his job not being able to spend enough time at home?
Okay, very
okay,
certain
good
answer, answer there.
Good
okay,
answer,
yeah,
good
okay,
answer.
Good answer,
all
good
right.
answer. All right.
Let's play.
Is Jackson Pollock ever mentioned in the interview?
Yes.
Because, see, I threw that in there as a ringer because you guys always claim that I mentioned Jackson Pollock, and
right.
I figured you would say that I would.
You're trying to fool us. I'll say no.
I bet he will because he has never done an interview without mentioning Jackson Pollock.
First of all, I hate you, Craig. Second of all, thank you, Giorgio. Thank you very much. Okay, which celebrity do you think Tony Romo wishes he could meet that he hasn't already met?
Jeez, he's going to put out another call for a celebrity he wants to meet.
Well, I think he did that while he was trying to actively date George.
Okay. He's over that now?
Yeah. I think that window is closed for him.
He's never met.
He's probably met.
You think he's met Jordan?
Yes.
I was going to say.
Some that Reno tournament, probably, yeah.
What about golf? I'm going to say it's Jack Nicklaus because I bet you brought that up. And
ooh,
then he's gonna because he's a big golfer, he'll say, I've never met him. I'd like to meet him.
Good one.
You know what? I'm going to divide this question because I'm divided between celebrity and sports figure. So sports figure, you say Jack Nicklaus.
Mm-hmm.
And what celebrity do you think it'd be?
I'll say Steph Curry and Beyonce.
Boy, that's a good one. Good job, Giorgio.
That's random.
That is so random.
I'm gonna say Jack Nicklaus and Hal Linden, TV's Barney Miller.
Good God. Those two people have never been used in the same sentence before. All right, we'll get the answers and find out if you guys are right in this very exclusive sit down, stand up, and walk as he's walking interview with the head professional quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo.
Hey, Tony. Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. I just want to check in with you here at training camp and say hello.
How you doing, Gordon?
From all the ticket listeners who've been anxious to hear from you for quite some time to know how you're feeling Hold on, let you take a picture of them. Do they want me in this?
They do. They're like, hey, I thought you were Jerry Jones.
Hardest part.
Okay, I should mention there was that awkward moment when I took a picture with two random people and Tony Romo all with our arms around each other. That was an unexpected twist.
They're like, hey, I thought you were Jerry Jones.
Hardest part of fatherhood.
Hardest part of fatherhood? Oh, probably just changing diapers.
Good job.
You have to do that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. When you get around my house, I don't get to act like Gordon Keith anymore.
You don't have to handle the blowouts, do you? Don't you have a staff that'll handle the ones that are really looking like a Jackson Pollock painting in the baby's room?
Dang it. You never know until you actually...
Yes!
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I won so
Junior
much.
Won that point,
You
too.
Cannot help yourself.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt.
Oh, my goodness.
Knucklehead.
Yes, even though I announced that I hated you and loved Giorgio, you were correct.
You never know until you actually take the diaper off. So at that point, you're pretty much all in.
Then you get a surprise. We've been debating on the morning show whether or not Jerry could name all four Beatles. Do you think Jerry could do that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as long as, it's Gordon Keith, Jerry.
Do you think that... Okay, now what... What does that mean? To me, this means that he's saying, no, Jerry cannot name it. If you're doing fake Jerry, he could probably name all four Beatles, but the real Jerry cannot. Hmm. Convoluted answer that you have to puzzle out.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's my take on it.
Do you think that Jerry has ever met Jack Nicklaus?
I would say no, actually. I would guess no.
Is there any athlete or actor that you would like to meet, a boyhood hero, something like that, that you have not met yet?
Now, this is going to be the most surprising answer to you, because I never would have guessed that this is who Tony Romo, head professional quarterback of the Cowboys, wants to meet more than anyone else.
Okay.
That's a great question. Yeah, I got a couple people.
By the way, that's a great question.
Yep, I knew it.
That's a great question. Yeah, I got a couple people. I think... I grew up on Michael J. Fox from Back to the Future. So if you could do an impression of that, that would be fantastic at some point.
I would be scared to do an impression of Michael J. Fox these days. Maybe he's seen insensitive.
Well, if it isn't insensitive, then I doubt that you're doing anything that you would normally do. So.
Okay, there you have the Tony Romo, passive-aggressive. Diminishing me. Thank you, Tony.
It's actually a very funny line by him.
It is.
That's probably par for the course. But
what about Christopher?
I love Michael J. Fox.
What about Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future? You know, the Doc.
Yeah, Doc's great. Doc's great. I think the whole thing. I think another guy, Jack Nicklaus, would be great.
Look at there, wow, Junior Miller.
Got that right.
You sure did get that right.
That's probably par for the course, but
what about Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future? You know, the Doc.
Yeah, Doc's great. Doc's great. I think the whole thing. I think another guy, Jack Nicklaus, would be great. Grew up Larry Bird. There's a bunch of them you grew up loving. So.
Mm-hmm. What about childhood crush, girl that you liked? Was it like a Winona Ryder?
Okay, now you said, did you say who answered the childhood crush?
I said Hal Linden.
I don't think we had childhood crush.
Yeah, you didn't have childhood crush.
Brooke Shields.
Okay, good.
That is a good one.
Childhood crush, Tony Romo, probably born in what, 80?
Oh, man.
Now he's born in 78.
Madonna?
Okay.
What about childhood crush, girl that you liked? Was it like a Winona Ryder or a...
No, great question. My childhood crush was Candace Crawford.
Oh, see, I knew I wouldn't be able to get a good answer out of you on that one.
I think it's actually a pretty good one. My wife will like it.
Well, yeah.
I don't think you realize she listens to the ticket.
It'll score you points with her and maybe get you out of changing a few blowout diapers. But
that's a good call.
But anyway, thank you for talking with us, Tony. You're looking a little busy at this point now.
Thanks, Gordon. Appreciate you.
I love you.
Okay, will he say he loves me back?
No. Yes.
You think he does?
Yes.
And you think he doesn't? Okay.
Being with us, Tony, you're looking a little busy at this point now.
Thanks, Gordon. Appreciate you.
I love you.
Tony, thanks. Tony, appreciate you, bud.
Tony. Oh dang it! He did not love me.
That's what you're
that would be
seeking is
a
love.
Good chance he'd be funny and say it back to me, but he couldn't even bring himself to say it.
Appreciate you, Gordon.
So there it is, an exclusive with Cowboy professional quarterback. Head professional quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Tony Romo.
Nice job, Gordo. 847.